Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. A lot of grumpy questions out there. Brighten up, Vikings fans. We have a winning record, and it's December. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from David in El Paso, Texas. Who do you think is responsible for the lack of the passing game this past week? I know a lot of people want to blame Christian Ponder for the lack of passing game last week against Chicago, and he certainly does share in some of the blame, but remember, football is the ultimate team sport, and everyone shares in the credit when things go well and the blame when things don't go well. Everyone has to improve on the Vikings offense if the Vikings want to be more productive through the air. Offensive line, receivers, quarterbacks, coaches. But I will say, Leslie Frazier was pleased with how Christian Ponder executed in the passing game against Chicago. Our offense, it isn't rocket science. You rely on Adrian Peterson, and you make a few passes here and there when you need to. Our next question comes from Carlos in California. Will Christian Ponder's future with the team be determined on these next two crucial road games? No, I don't think it's fair to say that. The Vikings are going to evaluate Christian on his entire body of work over the past two seasons, but there's no doubt these next two road games, both big games for the Vikings, are going to be a part of that body of work. Now, these next two games, it's less about Christian Ponder's future and more about trying to get into the playoffs. We're all concerned about the long-term viability of the Vikings quarterback position, but of number one concern right now is winning games to get to the playoffs. Our next question comes from Sam. We are suddenly hurting at cornerback. What's the status of AJ Jefferson, and will Chris Cook be back soon? AJ Jefferson suffered a concussion in the game against Chicago. We don't know if he's going to be able to play on Sunday. Until he gets back, the Vikings are going to rely on Marcus Sherrills and Brandon Burton to step up into his place. Chris Cook, if he returns to action this season, the earliest it can be is that game against the Houston Texans next week. He can return to practice now, but he can't play until the game at Houston. Our next question comes from Brett. I was just curious why the Vikings didn't wear their throwback uniforms for the Bears game. The Vikings do like to wear their throwbacks against division opponents, especially the Bears and the Packers, but this year, because of the change from Reebok to Nike, the Vikings don't have an alternative jersey available to them, a throwback or any other alternative jersey. But that will change next year. The Vikings will be able to wear their throwbacks in 2013. Our next question comes from Jacoby in Otana. Do you think the Vikings can catch the Seahawks for a wildcard spot? Yeah, I think they can, but remember, Seattle isn't the only team still involved in a push for the playoffs. You have Chicago, Washington, Dallas, Tampa Bay, and even St. Louis, the team the Vikings play on Sunday. So, the first step to continuing the playoff push for the Vikings is to beat the Rams, knock them out of it, and see where you stand from there. Our last question comes from Dustin in Graham, North Carolina. Is there any chance Harrison Smith wins Defensive Rookie of the Year? I'm not really keeping tabs on all the defensive rookies, but here are a few others who are having nice seasons. Cornerback Casey Hayward from Green Bay, linebacker Luke Kuechly from Carolina, linebacker Levante David from Tampa Bay, but who cares about all those guys? Harrison Smith has two pick sixes this season. He's having as good a rookie season as any defender in the NFL, and he has our vote for Defensive Rookie of the Year. That'll do it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with another edition. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.